I live in Sacramento, and in this region, the number of people who are unhoused increased by 67% in the last year. And a lot of that has to do with the increase in the cost of housing during the pandemic, in large part because people weren't going into offices and were at home. And so lots of people started buying homes, and people who were previously tied to a location no longer were. And so it really drove up the cost of housing at a time when many people were losing jobs, had lower wages, and weren't able to keep up with that. And the median incomes weren't changing. It was the influx of people out of town buying homes because it was cheaper here for them. And so what that means, you know, for people who are now experiencing being unhoused, and where many, you know, restaurants and other businesses didn't survive the pandemic. And so the same opportunities are not there for people to avail themselves of in terms of jobs. So I think it opens us up to really considering, you know, is tying your health insurance to your job the best way of doing things when in a pandemic, jobs might go away? Is not providing health insurance to everybody in our best interest if it means that some people are not going to be able to access, you know, needed services that could keep us all safe, right? And keep us all healthy. I think it you know, warrants us having a consideration of, is housing really a human right? And if so, what do we do to secure it when people lose jobs or experience a health crisis or other things that prevent them from being able to work in the traditional sense, but maybe not qualifying for Social Security and some of the other stopgap measures that we do have in place to be able to help people.